Keeping it in.
Bless you.
Oh God, they all got the sneeze. It felt good. Oh. I did, my soul's not leaving my body.
Garaka, so. Bless you.
Garaka.
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Yes, Have Some podcast. My name is Craig Goldberg. I'm top four most tired I've ever been in my life, but that is not going to stop me from completing the task. I looked it up last night. I believe this is our 423rd episode of Yes, Have Some podcast.
Dang.
Is that not crazy?
We're celebrating 423, but not 420.
We're not doing either one
of
those.
Is that why you're tired? Because you counted how many episodes?
No, I'm tired.
Took them all day.
Because over the last, well, you guys know, over the last several days, we have been driving. Mm-hmm. We've been to Ohio multiple times, it feels like.
Driven in and out of Ohio and then back in.
We're going to cover it. We're going to get into it. But we'll get to that here in a few. Abigail, how are you?
I'm great. I'm probably like top, I don't know, 8 or 9 most tired. But also, I slept all day, so I've got that going for me. But yeah, I'm good. I'm happy to be back from the road. I kind of miss it a little bit.
I miss the road. Is it one of those things where you got back and you were like when people get back from war and they're like, I couldn't even sleep in my own bed. I had to sleep on the ground.
And now I actually slept in the back of the car tonight, like last
slept in the car.
Yeah. I like that. Cool. No, but I had a really good time and I was reflecting on it today. So yeah,
we're going to get into it. Jacob, how are you, man?
I mean, the same, also tired, but good. I got up. I did a little more driving this morning.
Yeah.
But then I kind of just laid around. So,
okay.
You know, just trying to relax a little bit. Yeah.
Cool. I got you.
Yeah. I woke up, went to Dunkin' Donuts, came back with a muffin and some coffee, sat in bed, ate it, went back to sleep. So that awesome.
Sounds amazing. Yeah.
I had like 4 cats with me too.
I got up at
Craig's
7.
Falling asleep right now.
No, I'm thinking about.
He's had a day.
It's been a good day, but I was on my way. I had to go in this morning and do a bunch of stuff. And like the interstate going north was literally like right when I got on, it was like all lanes blocked. Just kidding. You have to take other ways to work. It was just like, it was a whole thing, but it's all good. We're here. We're ready to roll. Fun week, fun weekend. We'll talk about it. Hey, shout out to all of our listeners and people who gave us really great feedback on our last episode where we covered aliens and ghosts, UFOs. Jacob, I feel like it was a more vocal, positive reception. People wanted to go out of their way to tell us that they enjoyed what they heard.
I had some people say it's our best episode.
Wow.
So yeah. That's crazy. Out of 423 regular YHS episodes.
Right.
It took us that many to get to our stride.
No, it's funny. Like we're always getting to our best episode.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
might be our true. Best episode. Who knows?
Yeah.
Hard pivot. No more movies. No more TV. Just conspiracy theories. No more theories.
Ghostbusters. Just
yeah. Coast to coast.
Ghosts. We're going coast to coast. YHS AM. Ghost to ghost AM. Mm. We appreciate it. We thank you guys for watching it, whether you watched it on YouTube or you heard it on the podcast feed on Spotify.
It was fun. It was fun.
And we covered a lot of ground, but like we got into some real stuff too.
Yeah. That was my favorite. Like to be able to get vulnerable and like, you know, go back into memories and like talk about things that I don't normally talk about. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was good.
And we kind of, because of last week, you know, that episode, it kind of bled into our trip. And it's kind of going to bleed into
Catalyst,
this episode.
Yeah.
Tonight will be like part two of that.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into that, though, we should do a little bit of housekeeping. We hope that everybody has purchased or rented their video on demand version of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Abigail, Jacob, myself, we've all had a chance to go through some of the special features, some of the behind the scenes stuff. Now, I don't want to do like I think we should wait a little while. Let's give people some more time. Maybe once the DVD comes out, which I believe was announced today, I think like third week of June. You know, we always do like the week and the week after leading up to Ghostbusters Day. It is the 40th anniversary. So expect another push of like Ghostbuster centric content, maybe a GB Radio Live. Mm-hmm. We still have a couple videos we need to get out. We've got some fun stuff there. So just hold tight on it. Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters is fine. It's still in theaters, about to hit 200 million. And we got a big anniversary coming up. Abigail, what does 40 years of Ghostbusters mean to you?
I mean, besides the fact that we're getting old, it means,
Jesus Christ.
I know. Well, it means that we're up there with Star Wars. Like, I remember we went to the celebration for the 40th anniversary of Star Wars. It's a big milestone.
All
it's a big deal. I'm excited to celebrate it. And yeah, I'm excited to keep talking about some of that new content that's on the deleted scenes, et cetera. So I'd like to dig into that and give everyone some time to watch it.
I really want to watch the Gil Kenan commentary. I'm excited to watch that. Have not a chance yet. Mm-hmm. But Jacob, you did watch we tore into the deleted scenes. Yeah.
I watched the deleted scenes. Absolutely. Some good stuff in there. I'm excited to get to a point where we're going to be talking about that, because there's some cool stuff in there, and I do want to watch them again, but I didn't get to go through all the, you know, all of the other things. The
featurettes and stuff.
Some of the featurettes I haven't gone through. So yeah, still got to do that. Do it this week.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then we'll have some fun stuff coming up. So stay tuned to all of our social media at YHS Podcast on Instagram and Twitter or X for updates from us on our travels and our you know, our plans. Our plan is to go out to San Diego Comic-Con in a couple months. Got our I was working on our applications for Dragon Con today. There's other stuff coming up, projects that we can't talk about. It's just there's too much as usual, but it's fun. We had a great weekend. We're going to Japan.
Have we talked about that? YHS is going to Japan.
Yeah, I bought the tickets live in the last episode.
Oh yeah, we did.
But
real fans know.
Hey, yeah. I met this lady today who's also going to Star Wars Celebration in Japan. She had a bunch of Star Wars stickers on her computer, and I was just like, I did that. Like, I was like, oh, cool. You like that, huh? Mm-hmm. You like that Star Wars? Hey, speaking of, today is George Lucas's 80th birthday.
Wow.
Dang. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Abby, you've got that Rick McCollum 8x10 signed behind you. You got to add George to it somehow.
Yeah, I really do. I wonder how I don't know how I'm going to do it, but yeah, I'd love to get that autograph. I'd love to catch him in the wild.
I wonder where you would run into George Lucas.
And to have that low quality printed paper photo, like, at the ready. I would really want to see what he'd say when I'm like, here, please sign this. I love this.
Yeah.
This, I made a t-shirt out of this.
It would be cool to get more direct. You know, we're autograph people. Like, we do. I have Ivan Reitman's signature and Jason Reitman. And like, I think it would be great to get like a Steven Spielberg or a George Lucas autograph. Do you have anything like that, Jake?
No, I mean, I got the same ones you do pretty much.
You don't have Spielberg, though?
I don't have Spielberg. I got, you know, a good part of the cast of Jurassic Park, but no Spielberg. I'd love to get a Spielberg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We gotta work on that. Yeah. That'll be a next year thing. New Jurassic Park comes out. We'll get that Spielberg on. We'll go to the premiere. Hey, somebody get us into the premiere. Hey, listen, we got a lot of listeners. We have a lot of listeners. If you or a friend works at Universal Pictures, not studios, okay?
Pictures. Hey, but also, if you work at Universal Studios, we can use that hookup
as well.
That's
fucking cool, too. Yeah.
That's cool, too, but there's not like a leap-off point.
Get us a person to talk to. We want to do some Jurassic Park stuff next year. Yeah. So
we want to ride a Velociraptor, mostly.
No.
We don't.
You can't do that. Hey, Craig, one time, you had the opportunity to ride a Velociraptor, and you stayed in the family room.
You're so right. You're so right, Jacob. Yeah. I talk about this often.
I get a little roller coasters are tough. Roller coasters are tough on these 40-year-old bones.
Well, I'm just saying, if you can't ride the fake Velociraptor, you're not going to ride.
You can't ride a real one. There's no way. It's probably more extreme.
When Jacob decides to step back in to the Twilight Zone, Tower of Terror with me, I will consider the Velocicoaster.
Well, that's never going to happen because I'm also never getting back on the Velocicoaster because it was terrible.
Guys, I need.
So now I'm doing both by myself. Okay, I see how it is.
Yeah. I'll be doing them all by myself until I'm 80.
Until you're 80.
Yeah. And
then you have to stop.
No, Jess will go with me. Jess is a good
ride
partner.
A good coaster partner. Well, let's get into it, guys. So we had a let's be real honest and earnest, took a little road trip this weekend. Can't go into all the details of why we were on the road, but we can talk about a lot of the stuff that happened while we were out there. Let's just say this. We had to change our plans multiple times due to circumstances outside of our control. But we made it work. We had a lot of fun. And as Abby noted in our notes, we do have a long history of road trips together as a group of friends. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, even though, let's go round table this. Jacob, start with you. Been on a lot of road trips. We've covered a lot of ground, been to a lot of states all over the country. I feel like, even though it was exhausting, this is up there for me as far as doing a lot in a short period of time. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we also, at the beginning of the planning stages, honestly, up until we left,
yeah,
the plans were to basically drive up, do the thing we had to do, and then drive back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And kind of some of those little stops, the cemetery, the other stuff that we'll talk about, that was all sort of last minute stuff. Sure. That we were right. Like, let's see if we can make this happen. You know, the toy store, it ended up legit turning into like, oh, we're doing stuff this week. We're not just going to be in the car.
Well, I think the thing is,
and it was exciting. It was fun.
We have so many interests and know so many people, and there, no matter where we go, we're going to find something cool to do or see. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, it actually, I had been trying to sort of like low key plan a trip to the Pittsburgh area. Mm-hmm. Because there are some filming locations that I've been wanting to see there, but it's just kind of out of the way. It's not really anywhere near where Jess lives. So it wasn't ever a thing. But then it kind of like completely might have been in the, we might have been on the way. Mm-hmm. When I was like, oh, we're going to Pittsburgh. And I remember looking it up and I'm like, we're going to be 30 miles away from the Night of the Living Dead Cemetery. And
right,
there's got to be a way we can make that happen. You know what I mean? It was kind of, right. That was a very, it just, I completely forgot that, like, that's literally where we're going. So,
yeah, I felt like you had kind of a list of like, it would be nice to do these things, but it's kind of pie in the sky. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
With timing. But everything aligned. Yeah. So that we had to kill some time, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. And I loved being able to, I felt like it was a very enriched trip where we were like able to kind of like get into the areas that we were in and like do a little research and kind of soak it all up, which was a really exciting thing for me. So yeah, I love road trips. I love taking them with y'all.
Have you always like did you like them as a kid?
Yeah, I've always been excited for a good road trip. Yeah. Yeah, just the fun of being able to go to the gas station, get your snacks, and like
we did a lot of
We went to a lot of gas stations.
Too many. Mm-hmm. I refused to go to Bucky's.
You guys froze there for a little bit. I didn't know.
Oh, I think we're.
I didn't hear anything Abby said.
Well, let me recap it. She said she likes gas stations,
but not Bucky's.
But not Bucky's.
We boycotted Bucky's.
Oh yeah, yeah. Fuck a Bucky's, dude.
Fuck a Bucky's. Abby, do you have a favorite road trip from your childhood?
I remember the move from New Jersey to Georgia when I was probably like 5 years old. And that was very much distinct because it was the first time that I'd driven down to the South and I noticed the change in like temperature and the leaves and the trees around me and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I do remember. So it was kind of a nice, fun thing to be driving up through those states.
Yeah.
That lead to the Northeast.
We took a lot as a growing up. I took a lot of trips to Florida. That's the only place we went. I didn't go. Well, no, we would go to Tennessee sometimes. But like, I remember driving to like Disney World in our crappy van that overheated every 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So the 6 hour drive took, you know, 14 hours or something insane like that. But it's still like a solid memory because at the end of the rope, you've got Disney World. So it doesn't matter. You go through the check. It's like, I think that's why I like vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you go through all the shit, all the arguments and the fights and the car breaking down and the
insanity. Literally. That's what I was thinking. Like when we moved, our car broke down. We had to buy a new van like in the middle of it. Like that's what happens with road trips. You have to kind of allow time for for whatever. God,
I hope that we don't have one that involves buying a new car.
That sounds awful.
I've had a car breakdown on a road trip. That was not fun.
Jacob, do you have a fond road trip memory?
No, child? I never went on road trips as a child. I was born in Connecticut and I did a lot of back and forth between Georgia and Connecticut, but we were always flying. We never drove. The longest road trip we ever took was, like you were just saying, from here to Disney, which is three and a half hours up the road. So we never did that. All of my long road trips, and maybe that's why I really like taking road trips. I think it's very fun, and I'd rather drive across the country than fly. I mean, you know, it depends on your time, but I like adding a couple extra days and just doing the drive and getting to see things that you would never – you would never stop and see that stuff. So I love it.
Yeah, having that extra time. And when I'm thinking back to being a kid and riding in road trips, I was always like, I would bring a ton of books with me and do some Mad Libs and bring like an empty notebook and do some sketches in the back of the car. And this trip, like I actually packed some books in the back seat and was able to kind of leaf through them, which I like that. It's fun. I'm able to like focus on something and enrich my mind.
This is why road trips work for me. First of all, I don't love flying. So I'm like, I get to go somewhere. I don't have to deal with the airport and security, flying and all that bullshit and being like a million feet in the air. Great. Sign me up. I love snacks. I get snack anxiety.
Like it's when I'm fun. You like to look forward to going to the, hey Liz, I've told you this before.
Yeah,
I've never met two people in my life who go to the gas station as much as you guys.
Yeah,
we should have gotten married at a gas station.
When you're on road trips, it's just like, look at all the gas stations.
Look, what is this one going to have that's different?
But Jay, I feel like over time you've like, it's fun. Now you look forward to those like stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I used to, like when I drive to Atlanta, so that's only 3 hours. You know what I mean? But I do not stop. If I'm driving to somewhere like Orlando, I'm not stopping. I'm driving. I just want to get there.
Right.
Not the mindset that the two of you have.
No, I have to stop every 45 minutes.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I learned on this.
But I have also learned to start liking that. And also, you know, a lot of the exits we get off on, there's cool weird shit going on.
Yeah,
you know?
Weird shit.
About that. What was that place called, Abby?
The Institute for Creation Research, like the Ark and all that.
I forgot about that. I was talking about the it's gambling place.
River City Gambling.
River City Perk. But yeah, you do see a lot of weird shit if you just get off every exit.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And so, yeah, it was great. Let's start this off. We went up through Ohio first. We went to Cincinnati or north of Cincinnati, which I'm still flabbergasted that Cincinnati is only 6.5 hours from Atlanta. It feels like it should be way further. Yeah. It feels like it should be 12 hours away. But we went to the toy department, which is kind of like a legendary known toy store. Had never been there before. I'd heard about it entails passing, but didn't know much about it other than listen, Kenner was based in Cincinnati. They're kind of Kenner focused. Brandon Whitmore, who's a longtime listener and friend, met us and hung out for a while.
Yep.
Jacob, what'd you think of that toy store? That was a good toy store.
Yeah, it was crazy. It had tons of stuff in it. I put a little video together, that I did post on my Instagram. Did I post it? I think I posted it. It had everything, you know, I mean, it literally had everything. It was really well curated. It had a section, it was mainly vintage, but then it had a section of like, I liked that it had the area of all of the, you know, like the Saurozoic Warriors and the new like Barnyard Commandos and the Biker Meister, you know, all the stuff that's like the smaller the companies stuff, that are, it had all of that stuff, had some old Godzilla stuff. I mean, it had everything, Marvel, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. I also really liked the booth up front with all the prototypes,
Kenner stuff,
rare stuff. It was cool.
Yeah. It was like kind of the perfect toy store in that it was, for me, it was pretty, it was immaculate. It was well cleaned, well lit, and like felt like
people that worked there are nice.
Yeah. People were nice. There were parts of it that reminded me of like what it used to be like going to Toys R Us. But then the other stuff, like the prototype cases in the beginning. Like, that makes it like a museum. It was a really cool, really cool toy store. I enjoyed walking through it, and yeah, I appreciated how they like displayed everything. It was clean and there was ample supply of like everything.
Well, most times at toy stores, like, they kind of have a focus where it's like, hey, this place is really great for, like, you know, if you're a Transformers guy, this is the place. Or if you're a Marvel mm-hmm. Legends guy, this is the place. But they really had a lot of everything.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtle. Like, if you're a Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtle, Star Wars person, you're feeling that had more in-package Ghostbusters stuff than I think I've ever seen at any toy store. Mm-hmm. The Ninja Turtle section was incredible with tons of rare stuff. And it was just a great toy.
Yeah, store. A lot of pink toys, a lot of girl stuff, like a lot of there was just full cases with like She-Ra, My Little Pony, like just bizarre one-off 80s like Kenner stuff. I mean, we may as well, because we were in Kenner country, we're close to where they were, so you saw a lot of cool exclusive stuff. Yeah. That at least for me, I hadn't seen much of before, so it was new.
I feel like
I was overwhelmed.
You got to get into Strawberry Shortcake because I'm into it. But I need to vicariously get
quietly into it. Yeah, I would not kick Strawberry Shortcake out of bed for eating crackers. I'd let Strawberry Shortcake come in.
I would kick you
to our collection.
Can I tell you what happened to me? A little off.
Oh, I wasn't eating crackers, but I
at 3 o'clock this morning because we got back late last night.
Yeah.
At some point, Abby got out of bed, and at 3 a.m. she came back in the room and she goes, "Sorry, I was hungry." That woke me up. I was like, "You didn't say anything." I had no idea. And at 7 o'clock, I rolled over onto a wrapper and two granola bar crumbs all over myself.
So yeah, I went and got my emergency granola bar from my work bag. I was like, I have to have this.
So what woke me up this morning was, "Sorry, I'm hungry." I was like, "What?" And we pick, well, you know, tune into Toy Anxiety. We'll go through all of our pickups, and we did get some cool stuff. Yeah. It was a great store. We hit up a Dairy Queen.
We did the King and the Queen. Burger King, Dairy Queen.
It was one of the first times in a long time where we were able to just kind of go and chill, see friends, have fun, not be too caught up and worried about like doing content, making video. Like I felt more relaxed. Relaxed, but yeah. I wanted to ask you guys, because you guys know I get stressed. Was I more relaxed this weekend? Because in my head, I felt more relaxed.
I'd say yeah. I'd give you a pat on the back.
I think so. I could tell you were tired on the last day.
Yeah,
but you weren't too tired to not drive the entire time. So,
well, I wanted to let you guys know I actually was asleep all the way through Kentucky,
and I'm really I can tell when you're falling asleep at the wheel, and you did really well this time.
So it was great and we had a lot of fun and we got dilly bars.
Vegan dilly bars.
Non-dairy dilly bars.
Which Jacob, you were, I don't know if you ever noticed, but they did not have those in the back. She took them out of the front case.
And yeah.
She was like, "We're working on them."
She goes, we're working.
And then she comes out and gets a box, opens it up.
"We're working on your order." You're not working. You're not
I watched her walk up, open the box, and then just handed me one. I was like, okay.
Dude, the other thing I liked is that she came out and like looked for us, and then like did the tilt with the
blizzards. They're required to. You can sue.
You have to
do the tilt. They'll
give you can sue.
Who told you to turn the blizzard upside down? Next time somebody one of them does, I'm just gonna hit it out of their hand and be like, "You dropped it." I would never do that.
I would never respect service.
That's pretty shitty.
I respect the queen.
I can't believe you even said that. I will say, so like when we do these kind of trips,
yeah.
Well, I guess we haven't really done this sort of. Usually, when we do road trips, they're a little more. We curate where we're going and
a little planned.
But this was like, you know, we got to go quick. We had to be back. You know, we left Saturday and knew we were going to be back Monday, so it was quick. It was one of those things where it's like, okay, be prepared to literally eat the worst food possible. Like, going to eat Burger King and Taco Bell all weekend, probably.
Yeah.
But I will say this. We ate at a Denny's.
Yep.
We ate at a Taco Bell.
Yep.
We ate at a Burger King.
Yep.
We ate we stopped at a Dairy Queen.
Yep.
And I think that might have been the best Denny's in existence.
Yep.
I think that might have been the best Taco Bell in existence. The best.
Hands down. It was all luxury.
Great. It was good.
I just gotta say, the Midwest takes their shitty food really seriously
because it's all they got.
God damn it!
Seriously,
I'm not gonna even disagree.
Like I think a lot. I like McDonald's. Here's the thing: I don't know where Burger King started, but McDonald's started in Des Plaines, Illinois. Like the Midwest is all about like
skyline.
It's
White Castle.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
Bob Evans.
That was the best.
How did we not eat at a White Castle? They were around. We saw them and we skipped it. We said, fuck it. We're not doing a White Castle.
Let us know in the comments if you like White Castle, if you get the whole briefcase full of castles. but yeah, the Midwest.
Do a little business.
The Midwest takes their fast food seriously.
Their fast food stuff. Quick service QSR.
And, I mean, we stopped at a Taco Bell in, was it in Kentucky?
I think so.
And
it was like a church.
It had outdoor seating. It had couches in it. And it had a fucking waterfall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a taco. Yeah, ma'am, this is a Taco Bell. Why is
like
this?
Frank Lloyd Wright designed the interior. There were like lines and angles matching up. And things got bigger as you walked into them. And the fucking waterfall. Believe it.
The food was somehow really like.
Falling rock.
Guys, my chicken taco was. And I cannot describe this in any
other way. It was five star.
Piping hot. When's the last time you had a piping hot anything at Taco Bell?
Dude, yeah, and I custom ordered and they accommodated me.
Yeah, there was also a sauce I've never ever seen before.
Yeah, they had guacamole sauce.
Well, they had breakfast salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have never seen in a packet at a Taco Bell. That might be at every single Taco Bell, and I've just never asked, but I've never seen that
before. But the way it was just
it was so nice. I was almost one of those people that's writing a review as I'm eating in there. It was so good.
So anyways,
I'm getting Taco Bell tonight.
I got Mexican pizza.
So listen, another reason I love snacks, I love podcasts and listening to podcasts, I love writing shitty songs and singing them with you guys, and
we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we made music.
I could have skipped 9 hours of Up and Vanished.
You didn't like it.
I ended up getting into it, but the first half I was just like, who fucking cares? I was like, I don't care. But then by the time we got to episode 5, I was like, okay, we're 5 episodes in. I guess we're listening to this all the way home. And then I started to like be like, okay, let me see. But then I Googled the ending because I was like, well, let me see how many episodes there are.
Yeah.
And I was like, if there's like 8 episodes, we'll finish it. But we were on episode like 7. We're going to be home in an hour or two. There's like 23 episodes.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me just spoil this for myself because I'm not going to continue listening to this. But
I listened to it today, even though I've listened to it. I was like,
Payne Lindsay.
I got to find out what happened again.
Tenderfoot TV.
Wait, you've listened to it before?
Me?
Yeah, but like 8 years ago. When it came out.
That seems insane that you would listen to that a second time.
There's something distracting, very calming about people, like all the Southern people talking makes me happy. Like it would be like if there was like a Ghostbusters Up and Vanished podcast, so it's not like this. Hold on. Do like a phone ring. Ring. Hello? Hi. Listen. Man, we got a situation. Well, they opened up the firehouse again, and Payne, I'll tell you what, I would have bet my last bottom dollar they would have never come back to New York, and they have, and they got children now, actual children. They got actual children in the Ecto-1. I just love it.
Should we write that? Should we write a radio like a fake, drama of like a Midwest Up and Vanish style?
Well, I heard a rumor that the little girl, she done make herself a ghost to get friendly with another ghost. And that's just crazy to me.
Real free with the ghosts. She's real free with the ghosts.
I'll have to call you back. My
grandma just finished the cookies.
The pancake social start. Anyways, had fun with that. But what was I going to say? I love hotels. I fucking love staying in hotels.
Yeah, dude.
The beds are comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Holiday Inn Express.
Listen, I don't know what it is. We all have the option to watch live television at home at any time we want. We've all got YouTube TV and all that. But when you straight up go to a hotel, plop on the bed and turn it on, you're like, holy shit, Lost World's on?
Full control. Yes.
Twilight Zone, Seinfeld. Hey, they got everything. TV.
Yeah.
I will say this about the hotel. It was a great hotel. We ended up staying in the same hotel both nights. But usually hotel breakfast, as far as being vegan goes, it means you're eating a dry bagel if you want anything. That's right. It. A bagel with nothing on it, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This hotel had vegan butter.
Mm, that was crazy.
And it also had vegan milk and vegan chocolate milk, so I could have cereal if I wanted. So
you could have some fun.
I could have milk. I could have a bagel with something on it. I was excited about that.
Here's another thing, fun fact about us. We've all stayed in a lot of hotels. We're always in a rush. We're always trying to get to a goddamn theme park or something. We don't often partake in the continental breakfast. Jake got there first.
Because I don't get up in time.
I sat down with you. We were having a nice. And then Abby, you usually take a while to get ready.
I'm not normally at the continental breakfast when unless
Abby
it's like
showed up while we were eating. And she's like, "Hey, fellas, what are we?"
Yeah.
And I was like, when does this happen? Where the three of us just eat the continental breakfast together?
Dude, it's the Holiday Inn Express.
So that was fun. I do like hotels. So yeah, that was the first night we crashed at this hotel. We did the next day go to Pittsburgh. And listen, guys, we would love to tell you what the project is and all that, but we just can't right now. You'll find out in due time. Mm-hmm. But we were on a pretty tight schedule, and the schedule shifted for reasons like beyond our control, like we said. So Jacob, that's where you brought up, hey, we're not far from the cemetery.
Evan City Cemetery. It is the cemetery from the opening scene of one of the most important horror movies of all time,
right?
Night of the Living Dead. Mm-hmm. We were less than 30 minutes away from it.
And it was cool. Now I will say this, like, this is, you find this in a lot of places in the country, but what I was noticing is right outside of Pittsburgh was very rural, like immediately. I was not expecting that. So like 5 minutes outside of the city, it was like you're back into the middle of nowhere. And it was a little bit of like, it was like a fun drive going out, very lush.
Adventurous, different terrain. Like the fact that there's so many hills and mountainous things and curves and winding roads, different vegetation. Like all those things were exciting to be driving through. And yeah, we had time to kill in Pittsburgh, so we went with Jacob's recommendation, and I'm really glad that we did. Yeah, I think we've all, like, we're different people, but like sometimes going with the flow and like going with the thing that's there and like saying yes to things it really pays off.
Well, I wanted to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers football stadium where they filmed The Dark Knight Rises, but I didn't even bring it. I didn't bring it up. No, I'm just kidding.
We're not going to
That's not there anymore. Didn't that
it fell apart?
Did it fall apart?
Yeah, Bane destroyed it. No.
Of course. I don't even know if that's, I think that's where they filmed. So obviously, Night of the Living Dead, like Jacob says, famous, important horror movie. You can't always say everything's important, but it's an important horror movie. Started literally an entire genre of film.
Groundbreaking film.
And it's a really iconic scene as well that happens
sure.
at the cemetery. It really starts everything.
And we pulled into the cemetery and we were driving and I just stopped and we just happened to be in front of everything.
Right in front of
somehow. Mm-hmm. Jacob,
it was great. It was chill. There was like nobody there, you know. It was really calm. It was like nice and cool outside. It wasn't cold, it wasn't hot, it was comfortable, just nice little breeze. It was just perfect. Like the lighting was good for photos.
Golden hour.
Yeah, it was really good. I think we were there probably 4 or 5 in the afternoon before it was getting dark, and it was awesome. Cool. It was really awesome. This is a place that I've wanted to see for a long time, but it's kind of, you know, unless you're specifically going to Pittsburgh, it's like you would be making a trip for it. Right. You know what I mean? Right. It's not really on the way to too many other things. So it just worked out that we happened to be so close and had the time to just jet up there for a little
bit. We had the time.
I was really excited. There are a couple other places, the mall from Dawn of the Dead, the Night of the Living Dead Museum, the bunker from Day of the Dead. It's all also in the same kind of area. But, you know, we didn't have time to do all that. And if we're picking one, the cemetery is the one that I would want to see.
Yeah, there's nothing like after being on a long road trip or having a busy day like we did that day. There's nothing more relaxing and like calming than going to a quiet place like that. So
plus I had gotten some Doritos, which was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good Doritos.
A snack.
They were really good.
Yeah.
And then our GPS took us on a weird, we drove through like a mountain town on accident. We didn't have to, but we ended up doing
it. It was great.
Yeah. Super memorable. Got some good pictures. Yeah. I'm really glad we got to do that. It was fun in the moment and it was fun in retrospect. And it was probably the most peaceful cemetery that I've spent time in. And I honestly kind of like hanging out in cemeteries with you guys. I think it's fun. Yeah, there's not a lot of people. We can kind of do our well, own there, thing.
I mean, the thing is,
there are a lot of people.
There were a
they're
lot
just
of
quiet.
People.
which I think is so great.
Why has been so quiet? So we ended up going, we're just like detailing the trip. Yeah. I wanted Mexican food. I was like, I would really like to eat some good Mexican food. Went to a, I don't remember the name
good
of the
restaurant. Spot.
Tepache or Tepache.
So tepache, good. I think. It was good so good. It was good. Like yes. The food was great. So again, we went on Mother's Day and somehow we had incredible service. Everybody was so nice. Saw like good people watching too. Like it was awesome.
It was a great way to spend Mother's Day with each other.
Yeah.
Celebrating zombies and toys. That was fun.
Yeah.
Made our way back. So at this point, and then in between all that, we did do the other thing that we were working on, which was amazing. And shout out to the person that we were with. Again, later you'll hear more, but it was really good and really tough circumstances. Kind of gotten, you know, a little bit of the scheduling got a little bit funky, and but it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Ohio.
It ended up working out for sure.
Yep.
So our plan was the next day we had a long trek home, and a couple weeks ago I had mentioned to Jacob, I was like, hey, we're going through, it was after we did the aliens and cryptid episode.
Yeah, we literally decided, I think our listeners would know, we talked about it and planned it kind of on that episode.
Did we?
Okay. Yeah, you were like, we're going to be going through there.
Yeah.
And at least I think that's what it was.
In my memory, that's what it was. So.
You want to say where we stopped?
We stopped.
No, let's not tell.
We went to Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which is not a place I thought I would ever be. I didn't know if I'd ever make it to West Virginia in my life. Point Pleasant is famous for the Mothman. If you've ever seen the Mothman prophecies, it is, as we found out, it's what that town has going. It is that town.
It is the town.
It's the lifeblood. Yeah.
It is the lifeblood.
Well, I think so. We had about a 2-hour drive from the hotel to Point Pleasant, and Abby found a documentary on YouTube for us to listen to. And somehow timed this stuff. First of all, the documentary is amazing. It is very,
really well done.
It's like about the history of the town. It's a lot of like actual interviews with people who had seen, you know, who were talking about their sightings and and I mean they really heavily went into the sightings. I didn't know until that day that the Mothman was that kind of a couple of years was also where the Men in Black first originated. That wasn't a thing until the Mothman. Mm-hmm. You know, there was just like so much history in that documentary. It was really great. I think it got us all super pumped, and we somehow timed it to where like the documentary ended and 5 minutes later we're in the town.
Right.
Yeah. The documentary is called The Mothman of Point Pleasant. If you want to look it up on YouTube,
what's the name of the channel? The YouTube channel,
Small Town Monsters.
Small Town Monsters. Yeah.
It was serendipitous and like awesome that we were driving through the places that were being mentioned in the documentary, which was like kind of chilling and awesome. I was in the backseat of the car and I was like, I just kind of want to research this stuff. And I was like, oh, there's a documentary. Let's listen to it. And I thought it was really fun, like enrichment stuff. Like it reminded me of old homeschool trips.
Troy, Chris, they made me turn off the cross rope to listen to the Mothman documentary.
Sorry.
We did finish you guys later though. It was good. It was awesome.
Ooh, don't we? We finished off Chris and Troy a little later.
Why do I say things? I'm tired. I'm gonna get a few of those fly balls.
One of the things that I thought was
fly great balls. About that, are you kidding me?
Dude, baseball. So, just whatever. I'll just say stuff.
They talked about the history with the Native Americans that lived in the area, and right. there was a chief named Cornhusk.
Yes,
and they talked about him a lot in the documentary, and about how when he died, it's possible that maybe he cursed the town, and it's yes. I don't think it. That was yeah. Legend has it he didn't actually, but what was cool is we listened to that, and as soon as you're entering the town, there's literally this big mural of the guy, and I was like, holy fuck, that's him, that's Cornhusk, and like if we would not have listened to that, we would have just been like, oh, that's weird,
yeah.
But it was just
we don't know what Cornhusk cool. is. We would have yelled that at the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, lots of history. I kind of think Mothman maybe like climbed up my rankings of mythical creatures.
Yeah.
Only because the actual, like the sightings, and if you know the story, if you've seen the Mothman prophecies, which I have, although as we found out, maybe I haven't.
Maybe
I don't really remember it. But the history and the buildup and then the tragedy that happened in that town, maybe we won't spoil it if you don't know. Even though it's history, like it's worth listening and watching that documentary.
It's a well-rooted, grounded, layered, like cryptid story, like yeah. for sure.
Well,
it's
really cool.
Yeah.
We should just, if you don't want to spoil it, this is what we should say. Even though the Mothman is silly, and even though if you watch the documentary, they basically debunk what the Mothman is. It's pretty clearly everybody was seeing a sandhill crane, a bird in the nighttime. But it all kind of ramps up to a very significant tragedy that happened in the town, which is a real thing that happened. And it makes me think of it, you know what I mean? Like some yeah. sort of yeah. supernatural creature that heralds in an awful thing that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And yeah. that part of the story is real. So
sure.
The Easter Day egg hunt. And
yeah, it was really good.
100%. Yeah. I think, yeah. It's awesome. And I love the lore. And I also love that, like, the storytelling of it and the obsession that people have, like, had with them, with Mothman, like, has brought more people into the town and is keeping that town, like, alive. Like,
hey, Richard Gere in the town.
Yeah.
Hey, actually,
they have a festival.
They filmed it in Pittsburgh, which is hilarious.
That's funny. I didn't know that.
Now, go for it.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Point Pleasant is, it's about 30 miles off of the interstate. So to get there, you have to get off an exit and go down like some state roads. But it's a really pretty drive, and it is. You know, there's yeah. plenty of, you know, gas stations and stuff on the way for us to get snacks. What were you going to say, Jacob?
I was just going to say I didn't tell you guys, cause Abby, you had ran out to the car, and I think Craig, you were outside. I needed to get some change when I'm inside the museum. I wanted to get some change so I can put change in one of those penny machines.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a TV going in there, and they had on the exact same documentary.
That's the documentary.
Yeah, it was the same one. And when I got up and asked for the change, I was being very awkward, and I was like, first of all, it's like a 17-year-old kid working at the museum.
He's the Mothman's nephew. Mothman's, damn it.
I was like, oh, we just watched this documentary on the way here. And he goes, okay.
He does not give a shit. He's like,
I've watched it 12 times
today. I watch today. It every day, twice.
So
he's like, I fucking hate it.
Hey, we watched this.
I know this.
Do you like this?
I know this thing.
You know that thing?
The town is, it's very small, but they've got there's a gift shop, which was really cool. And it's right next door to this Mothman Museum, which has a second gift shop. And then we went into the museum.
Cute little downtown, by the way. Like it's cool because there's a couple shops that you can tell are old. There's like some antique stores, stuff that's probably been there forever amongst the weird shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was
now, that's really not Mothman. Just that's the kid who worked at the store.
That's the kid.
That's the kid.
That's what happens after you watch the documentary.
I thought the museum itself was really well curated.
Yeah.
And it's obviously fun. It's kitschy, but it was really well done.
Yeah. Well, it looks kind of silly at first glance, and there's definitely like 15 different, you know, full size Mothman all over the place in yep. varying degrees of
fashion,
Dragon Con quality or not. Right. But they had like every original newspaper headline from the tragedy that happened in every single sighting. They had all of when the town was like trapped in this like thing of paranoia about the men right. in black, and they had all the documentation of it. There were tons of books, and just yep. like you can tell that the whole town was like terrified when this was right. happening. Mm-hmm. And they really had all of that stuff, so you could read it. There were handwritten, you know, accounts of seeing the Mothman. And then this, they had all costumes and props from the Mothman prophecies. Like,
yeah,
it was cool.
A really good collection of
multifaceted. Yeah.
News props.
Edutainment. I really yeah. enjoyed it.
Did you just yeah. make that term up?
No, edutainment is definitely a word that is used.
You just keyed that. I was like, bring that to Shark Tank right now.
Make money. Hey, sharks. Edutainment. Have you thought about it? But no, I loved it too. The homeschooler inside of me that likes to lose themselves.
Is that a cryptid?
Traumatized homeschooler. Looks like a little chupacabra. No, I he's just like, I want to go to normal school. No, sorry. I really enjoyed immersing myself in this place. I always have like a moment when I go in museums now where I'm like, wait, is this the Death Museum? Is this the Museum of Death? But I was like, no, this is definitely a fun museum, and it's fun for like to look at the creativity of what human beings like create in their minds, and like how that lore becomes real and other people like actually make tactile things and the legend spreads. I think that's all really fucking interesting. And I also like the attitude that the town has towards Mothman and towards the interests like modern day in Mothman. And I think it's awesome because yeah, it's cool to have people like truck to your town just to yeah. hang out and see this thing, which is like it's just so entangled with the story. And what you were saying, Jacob, about the newspaper clippings, there was like real accounts from the tragedies, because there was a bridge that fell, and it was a big deal. And so it was kind of chilling to read that stuff. And then to feel like you're supporting the town a little bit. You get the root beer, you know, you do the thing.
Yeah, you buy the stuff. I'm sure they really like. I mean,
I'll explain in a second. Start. Keep going, Jacob. Sorry, I didn't mean this.
I don't even know what is happening.
I just had audio going. I didn't mean to.
Oh, you I feel like all the locals that we saw seem to be in good moods, having fun, and I think it has something to do with the fact that the Mothman thing draws so many people in. Like everybody, I think Mothman is probably a top three known cryptid. You know what yeah. I mean? Like everybody yeah. knows. If you told somebody to list the cryptids, they're going to say Mothman number three, probably.
He's got a good resume. He's been referenced in Batman comics and
everything. But yeah. I think the reason the town probably loves it is because most people don't realize how steeped in like real events the Mothman stuff is.
Yep,
so you come to the town thinking like, oh, we're going to go see some dumb shit. And then you end up learning actual history. And there's also like outside the museum is the waterfront, and it's this giant mural, like all the way down of real town events
of a real problematic town history.
Yeah,
I took some pictures. Bloodshed. It's kind of brutal. There's like you know, like people getting scalped, and it's like a big battle. But it's cool because you're accidentally actually learning something.
That's what I'm saying. Edutainment.
I liked learning about the origins of the Men in Black, because I did not know about the pale translucent skin. Like some people theorize that they're not government agents, that they're actually like creatures themselves.
Yeah.
And that is exciting to me.
Well, I just think it was cool that I never knew that was the first instance of the Men in Black was the Mothman stuff. That's very cool. Yeah.
Really, really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to Point Pleasant.
Mothman's super cool. The statue itself.
And the statue. Awesome. Yeah. Talk about the statue, Abby.
Fucking awesome. I just, you know, it's actually like very, I don't know, not toyetic, but artistic, like a little bit. Like it's a cool looking statue. Like it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has Japanese.
It's like stylized.
Yeah, stylized. Yeah.
But it's like life size. It's like 8 feet tall. It's a huge thing. It's like right in the middle of downtown. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to get this picture loaded.
Life size. Do a full walk around. It's really
also
cool.
I don't know if you guys noticed it, but I took a picture of it. If you look at the Mothman from, if you're standing, you know, on the right side facing this picture, you know, right here is the museum. The museum's right beside it. The museum is only the first floor, but it's like a three or four story building. And I was taking a picture of the Mothman, and then I noticed that on the third floor, there is a mannequin of a man in black sitting staring at the window, like he's watching. So if you take pictures, you can see the man in black in the background. I was like,
who are you going to call? Not the GBs. This is the best. Who are you going to call? Listen, we all love men.
Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah, we do. We do. I was surprised by the statue and by Mothman's cute. You know,
we love him.
He works out.
Hey, town was nice.
He's got a cute butt, is all I want to say. Go around, get the hole, get the 360.
Get the hole.
Somebody put quarters in his behind.
In his butt crack.
Stay tuned. We should
in his butthole.
Somebody put quarters in his butthole.
Hey guys.
Had a milkshake at the little chop, and we hung out there for a while. And Abby, are you gonna show? Do you want to show off your shirt you bought?
Yeah, I didn't know I had it.
Yeah, I got it all teed up for you.
Oh, cool. We're giving this to Hal. This is like the artwork piece.
The boys are back in town.
I got this for Mothman Mini Golf, which we didn't play, but I love the colors on it. Yeah, I'm putting that on my keychain for darn sure.
Oh, I'm putting that on my keychain.
Okay, hold on. I don't know where. Oh, here. Good. I'm glad. I got this Jersey Devil sticker, which I'm going to put on my water jug.
Yeah, the other gift shop was like all like, you know, Bigfoot, everything.
All cryptids. It was a good store.
And this is my Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
That's a good shirt.
That's awesome. Yeah. Those are good. That's some good stuff.
I love it.
We love a gift shop. It gets us where we need to be. So thanks for having us, Point Pleasant. Bet you didn't even know we were there. We were there for like an hour and a half, and walked on the waterfront. There's like this big amphitheater kind of thing.
Yeah. I love that. I love seeing a little water. It was a really nice day.
Avoided eye contact with some of the locals and got the hell out of there. But they're opening up an Airbnb, a Mothman Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. They're opening. So there's an Airbnb and an escape room being built.
We saw
next time we're gonna do mini golf next time.
And they have a festival. They have a Mothman festival every year.
Yes. Every year in September, I think on the anniversary of the tragedy.
The movie coming out.
Movie coming out. Well, it's all the same time. Right. But yeah, they do. They have a festival every year. I've always thought it would be cool to go to something like that. But
There's also like a historic hotel called the Low Hotel, which I was looking up. That's in the downtown.
Wait, we can't get away from it.
Wait a minute.
Do we know these people?
I think I know some of these people.
Wait, what
is this? Why are there Ghostbusters on here?
Have to go to this.
I bet. Oh my God.
Look, I mean, we know we can drive there in a day. So
yeah,
we've done it before. Mothman, the Men in Black, and you.
Yeah, let's get some YHS listeners. Let's go.
All of these Men in Black guys look like Peter Mosen.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, the funny thing is, like, it looks like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Like, this is not
right.
I think this is what Dan Aykroyd
that is the Blues Brothers.
That is the Blues Brothers. Oh boy, we're the Men in Black now. Everybody.
Dude, I want to go. I'm like, I want to do an alien costume or a moth costume. I also want to do a Men in Black costume.
Are you ready for this? I'm a Mothman.
Mothman.
Coming to you on a dusty bridge. Spoilers. Shit, dude. Now I want to watch Blues Brothers. It was fucking great.
Hell yeah, dude. Go to Point Pleasant. And if you're there, you know.
Tell them you saw
us. See the Mothman. Ask for Donna. I don't think anyone gets my reference, but that's okay.
If you live in
middle Georgia, you know what the Wolfman and Donna are. You know who they are. You know them well.
Jacob might not know. It was.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was a furniture company.
We'll get past this.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Keep going.
Cool.
What were you saying?
I was gonna say we met a whole family of raccoons at the hotel.
That was fucking awesome, dude. I love a little wildlife. I love seeing some critters and some creatures. It's like we were introduced to the one raccoon while we were driving out because he was like doing daytime raccoon stuff. And he was eating these little cookies with his hands. And it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. And then we came back that night and we saw the raccoons.
Yeah.
They literally live in the dumpster. Like there's like five of them that have like a little set up there. And I wanted to see if I could stay in that dumpster and ask if they had a room there, but they didn't. But yeah, we got to see the raccoons. I gave them some chips.
Cool.
That was great.
We had a great time. This was a fun episode. This is a road trip in episodes, but I will say this. Yeah. Stay tuned for more from YHS very soon. There's a lot of stuff we didn't get to last week's episode. So obviously there's a new Lord of the Rings movie coming out that we got to talk about. Mm-hmm. The trailer for the Lord of the Rings show dropped today. And
did it? You know that?
Yeah. Lord of the Rings.
I didn't see it.
Season two. There's a Dune prequel hitting HBO Max.
Oh, damn.
There's a lot of sci-fi things to talk about. And, okay.
Well, by the way, we should also.
Three things I just mentioned I don't really care about, but I know other people do.
Craig, should you talk about the Daily Double a little bit?
Yeah, so we have been doing some kind of like one-off streams where we hop on for 20-25 minutes and talk about a topical piece of content from that day. It allows us to connect with you guys on the YHS YouTube channel more often. I think we did three of them last week. Obviously, we're likely not going to do it.
It's not
going to
be daily.
Yeah. But when there's like – the first three were me and Jake. There's going to be times where it might be me and Abby. There's going to be times where it might be Jake by himself or Abby. Like, we're going to keep it
– they'll be there when you need them. Like, right. It's going to be about stuff that you want to – talk to us about or hear us talk about.
Tricked Jake into doing a twist or trailer reaction. So it's like, we're going to have fun with it. And because like there is, we're getting into a
point. I did six podcasts last week.
It was a lot. It was too much. Jake was podcasting in his sleep. He was asleep and I saw him go, don't forget to like and subscribe. it's really fun. So make sure you subscribe to the Yes Have Some YouTube channel. Make sure you hit the bell notification. That way when we do go live, it pops up because we're not going to really advertise it. Like it'll be there.
No, they won't be on a schedule or same time. It will just be whenever we might do one at midnight one day. And then the next day it might be 2 p.m. Who knows?
Right. And there's a lot of news. Like there's a lot of Marvel news, a lot of DC news happening. Comic-Con's coming up and hopefully some Ghostbusters news as well.
Heck yeah.
So it's going to be good. Excited about that. So make sure you guys are subscribed and thank you again for all the support. Thank you for all the feedback from last week. And Abigail, anything else to cover?
Yeah,
we cover the whole trip.
I think we did for the most part, except for the stuff that we can't talk about, which is also really exciting.
That's probably annoying for the people. Let's keep saying it.
It's annoying to keep saying it. Yeah.
All right.
No, it's not annoying. It's just annoying for the people listening to not be right. Honest.
Yeah. I think it was really fun to kind of for last week's episode to kind of be an overview of, you know, our ideas and our thoughts on stuff like the Mothman. And then we did such a deep dive on the Mothman that we went to the town where the Mothman, and I think we should keep doing that. I think we need to do a trip up to the Bigfoot Museum.
Yeah.
Which is in Georgia. And we could do another deep dive. And then maybe if listeners have a specific cryptid they want us to talk about, maybe we could do like little, you know, a focused episode on that cryptid or whatever. And
we also last week talked about our thoughts on the afterlife.
Yeah. So we'll go there. Mm-hmm. We'll get
the ionic separator and we'll try it out.
Yeah.
This was good. So Abby, I will give you the final thought.
Oh, the final thought. Yeah. I love this journey that we're on together, and I appreciate listeners following along with us and sticking through all these years of podcasting. It makes us happy to do it, and I think that I hope that it makes some people happy to listen to. Thank you.
Hey,
thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, and thank you for subscribing, and watch Toy Anxiety.
Hey, and also if you're part of the YHS Patreon Discord, I was like, I'll be honest, man, I was exhausted this morning, but I was so excited and stoked about all the stuff we're working on. I posted a little motivation thing because, like, honestly, guys, like, let me be real with you. The easiest thing in the world is to convince yourself that you can't do something, you shouldn't do something, you're too tired, too exhausted, not enough time. I get it. I'm, like I said, I'm exhausted, but the feeling, the gratifying feeling of accomplishing the thing. And listen, we've been doing this for 8 years. Do you know how many times we've done podcasts or streams or put up a piece of content that nobody gave a fuck about? A lot. It happens a lot. But the satisfaction you get from, like, doing the work, and, like, it's just awesome. So, like, mm-hmm. if you're ever feeling down, if you're ever feeling blue, but you really have things that you want to do, sign up to Patreon for more advice from us. No, like, just we think you can do it.
And that's help us go to Japan.
Yes. Yeah. You're likely not going to go to Japan. Let's face it. You're very tired.
We got to cut this.
Yeah, just can't. So you want to watch us do it?
No. In all seriousness, like, I love, there's nothing that means more to me than when a listener reaches out and goes, hey, what you guys do has made me want to focus, whether even it's focus on my toy collecting or try out podcast. There's literally podcasts that started because people thought, these fucking people can do it.
Like, there's podcasts that started and ended because of us.
We haven't ended anybody's podcast.
No,
we haven't.
But we will.
We'll wreck your podcast. Trying.
Isn't it funny? We cannot, like, be sincere for more than 5 seconds.
I'm just saying, like, okay.
No, I'm feeling inspired today. So yeah,
good.
It's
good.
Contagious.
Cool. Yeah.
So. All right, everybody, have a great night. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. Thanks for being part of the YHS universe. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mothman Mini Golf.
Mothman.
Oh, Jacob.
Yes, Craig.
You know how you always say we're doing too much and we need to scale back?
I absolutely do.
Well, it's not going to happen. In fact, we're going to do more.
Oh, my God.
But that's okay, because what I'm talking about right now is the YHS Patreon community, where you can unlock over 5 years of bonus audio content. Now, that sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's enough.
Every month, if you are part of the YHS Patreon, which you can sign up for at patreon.com/yeshavesome, for as little as $5 a month, you can be part of the YHS Discord, which is exclusive to Patreon. And we do bonus audio episodes every month. And Jacob, we got a new Ghostbusters movie this year.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about. There's things that we really can't always talk about on the main feed, but we like to give a little behind the scenes insight to our Patreon folks.
Sure. It's a really fun community over there, and it's really fun to throw some teases in there, some early videos or content that might not make its way on the main feed. There's also an Instagram. I don't even know if you mentioned the Instagram. There's a
Patreon Instagram.
Exclusive Instagram. It is just, like I said, we're really doing a lot. And honestly, YHS is our favorite thing. It's what we all want to be doing full time. And Patreon is really what helps us out the most.
Absolutely. So like I said, patreon.com/yeshavesome. For as little as $5 a month, you can get access. And there are a couple different tiers, including the top tier, which is a merch tier, where 4 times a year you get an exclusive piece of YHS merch. And right now we're working on the one that's going to launch spring, summer. And I don't want to sell you guys on it too hard, but is going to be good. You're going to be upset if you don't have this. So thank you for the continued support of YHS over the last 8 years. And if you want to give a little bit and it goes directly to us and supports all this madness that we participate in, it's patreon.com/yeshavesome.